So a new study found that men are more attracted to women who don't mind listening to men complain. However, it doesn't work the other way around. When men act like they don't mind listening to a woman complain to them, women just think that we're trying to get them into bed.
So typical. About 70% of cats in shelters are black cats. Here are just some random facts, by the way. It might just be because they don't look good in pictures. Tetanus isn't caused by rust on rusty nails. The rust just provides a perfect breeding ground for the bacteria that causes tetanus. And if you took all the duct tape sold around the world every year, it would go around the equator more than 12 times. Also, you know that guy on the Pringles can? His name is Julius Pringles. And also, Can You Feel the Love Tonight was almost cut from The Lion King, but Elton John argued with the producers, got them to leave it in, and it ended up winning the Oscar for Best Original Song.
On Saturday, a cop in Maine pulled over an 84-year-old man for speeding in the middle of the traffic stop. The man started having a heart attack. The cop was able to pull him out of his car, did CPR, and actually saved his life.
Hey, well, there you go.
If he got a ticket or not. Oh, he did not end up getting a speeding ticket. He got off with a warning.
Well, that way to be.
And still living, so that's good.
Well, I had an interview with the Pope, or maybe not. He had an interview with someone, and he gave the top five things to be healthy, or happy, rather, in life. Number five, don't be negative. Number four, have a healthy sense of leisure. Focus on the simple things, like enjoying art and playing with children. Number three, proceed calmly throughout life. Two, be generous and giving. He says if you withdraw yourself, you can become egocentric. And also, quote, stagnant water becomes putrid. Deep. And then the number one thing to be happy in life, he quotes Guns N' Roses, live and let live and let live. There you go.
There's some advice from the Pope. And a guy in charge of the social media for an English as a second language school in Utah was just fired for writing a blog post about homophones. You know, those words that sound the same, like which and which, they're just spelled different and have different meanings. But the owner of the school thought the post promoted the gay agenda. So he fired him. What?